is another edition of the Local Legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest in studio this week is Mike Graham, who a lot might know as the musician in the area, but he's also the proud promoter of Whitewater Rocks and Summer Days. Again, a festival that's been going on now, entering its fifth year. So, Mike, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thank you so much, Kyle, for having me.
So let's get right into it. You know, we've talked over the years about how you, you know, worked under Savstock for 4 years, mm-hmm. and then kind of working your way into the music industry. You know, you're in a band right there right now. Why don't you give a bit of a plug to your band?
I'm in a band, a local band that's existed since 2017. We're called Blackwater Brigade. We've got 3 albums out. We play the local areas like on a regular basis, and just love being part of the scene.
So what makes you drawn into the whole music scene, whether it be, you know, on a CD or a live concert or maybe just even playing an instrument?
I'm a music guy. So many aspects of my life revolve around music, from promoting it, playing it, being on the radio, and it's where I shine the most, in my opinion, and it's where I'm the most comfortable. So I run with every aspect locally I can, and I'm not all about the money situation with it or the growth of my personal growth. I want to help the local scene. I want to help as many people as I can to grow in what they love doing.
So how long have you been in the music
scene? Oh, wow. I've been in the Valley for 24 years now. I'm a transplant from the GTA originally. And, I'd say pretty much the whole time, and just trying everything from small shows at like the curling club or Legions or something like that, and working up to the bars and just trying to push, just keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
And again, for a lot of the younger bands out there who are maybe listening to this, maybe they're in high school or whatever, but do you have any words of advice for them, maybe trying to get their feet wet?
Don't stop. Don't let anything discourage you, whether it's someone else's opinion or somebody saying no when you're trying to get a gig or something like that. Just keep on going, because eventually someone will recognize what you're trying to do, and you know, they'll extend that olive branch and make it worth your while.
Okay, so let's kind of get back into Whitewater Rocks a little bit. We're coming up for the fifth year this year. You know, you said you learned from Sab and Savstock over 4 years. Hopefully he's listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Miss you very much, Sam.
Love you, brother.
What was your main takeaway that you learned being under that umbrella?
That it's a large undertaking. It is a very large undertaking. I have actually had people come to me over the years and talk about, oh, we want to start a festival, we want to do this, and we'll just get a field and a bunch of bands, and it's just like, it's not that easy. It's you know, logistics. I learned a lot about logistics, and the size and the capacity of these things you're taking on are huge, and you can't do it alone. You can't do it. Like, I have a beautiful team of people, like Robin from Sunsign Graphics has worked with me every single year, like with his signs and everything, but he also comes on stage and he's an MC, and you know, things like that I learned from Sab and Savstock is presentation. You know, it's gotta look pro. It's gotta be pro, it's gotta look pro. Nobody wants to show up for a field with a couple of hay wagons and a few ratty speakers blasting out, you know, a crappy sounding show. You gotta have a level of professionalism to bring to the people, because they want a good show. They wanna feel like they're getting their money's worth.
Okay. And how much have you learned even just putting on your own festival now for the last, you know, 4+ years? I mean, has there been some internal goals for yourself and maybe a goal of where you wanna take this?
The ultimate goal is having a permanent location, you know, and opening up something that we've dubbed a Whitewater Ranch, which would operate like from pretty much spring to October, and just try to perpetuate more entertainment in the Valley and a range of it too. Like, we're not all about rock. Like, if we had an area to do it, we want to get into folk, we want to get into hip hop, we want to get into like metal and stuff like that. Like, here in the Valley, there's no metal scene here. There really is no metal scene here. There are some bands. There's a handful of bands, but there's no real outlet for them or anything like that. Just expand the amount of music that's happening here.
And again, Mike, you've done such great things for the music industry. You always said, you know, you're trying to support local businesses and local bands and everything like that. So we thank you very much for that. You know, for anybody who's looking to get involved with Whitewater Rocks, how would they go about doing that?
Whitewaterrocks.ca. Or you can usually find me down at Legends below Finnegan's too, because I've been booking the acts there since January actually, and that's been a huge help, because it's given me other outlets to try to push independent music in the Valley and try to find new artists for Summer Days every year, because they have a jam night every Thursday. I'll go and check out the jam nights and just start scouting, because want to keep it fresh, want to keep everybody moving forward, and of course the festival moving forward.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy day there, Mike, and joining us today, and congratulations on being named a local legend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.